Hello, Stuart here with a Good Friday reflection. So let's start by pausing and have a moment of prayer. Loving and gracious God, on this day we remember your Son who suffered and died for us. Thank you for your willingness to send him that we might be reconciled to yourself. And we pray that on this solemn day, we would think seriously and imaginatively and prayerfully about what this means to us. We pray that through this reflection that your Spirit would touch and minister to our hearts and our minds. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, starting at verse 25. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha! You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, are also mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, so that we may see him and believe." Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land, until 3 in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." Someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's Son." One of our members, Jill Halton, wrote a reflection on the cross and Jesus dying, and she sent it to me, and I thought it was quite good, so I told her to record it, and she's now going to read that out on that recording now.
The ripped curtain. Imagine an old man sitting by the fire at night, telling stories of his family. His name is Tychicus. "I'm an old man now, but I can still remember it like it was yesterday. Brother Paul was in prison in Rome, and he gave me some letters to write down and deliver to the people here in Ephesus. It must have been the year of our Lord 62. At that time, Ephesus belonged to the Romans, as did most places back then. They all loved their magic and sorcery. Jesus to them was just another prophet they had heard about from Israel. Tales coming across from the traders at the port, now gone after the big earthquake. No, people back then would go to the great temple of Artemis, or Diana, as the Romans called her. It was a huge marble temple, took 100 years to complete. Just imagine all that marble glistening in the sun. Some say it was double the size of the Parthenon at Athens. All those columns, then the frieze at the temple carrying scenes of the Amazons who sought shelter at Ephesus. In the centre stood the statue of Artemis herself, all hand-carved from cedar wood. They celebrated Artemis for fertility and childbirth. not knowing that all was futile. Only our Lord can help us and should be worshipped. Brother Paul's letter tried to tell the local people this, as well as the Jews, that they had already settled there. They thought that all they had to do was to be circumcised and they would be saved. Such old-fashioned views. Jesus is the only flesh and blood that can bring salvation. Jesus died to unite the Jews and the Gentiles, for them to become one church, for unity and peace. Brother Paul would get so passionate about this. He sent me out all over the place with letters, even when he was imprisoned. He never gave up hope. I was only a small boy when Jesus was killed. That was a day I'll never forget. The wind came from nowhere and it turned so dark. The earth shook like when we have the earthquakes, but somehow it was different. We didn't know it, but it was the power of Jesus, the power of God. All the birds disappeared. There was not a sound, an eerie silence. Then loud cracks and rips as the stones on Golgotha cracked open and part of the great Jerusalem temple crashed down. Everyone ran for their lives. I was hiding by the village well, frozen to the spot. The temple priests ran out like the devil himself was on their tails. They were shouting about the curtain. The curtain had ripped from top to bottom. It didn't mean anything to me then, but as I grew to know the Lord's ways, all became clear. You see, the priests were the only ones to go into the Holy of Holies and talk to the Lord. Only the priests could offer sacrifices for our sins. This huge thick curtain hung over the door to stop everyone else from entering. We were never allowed in there. But once young Titus tried to enter but got into so much trouble for it. The curtain had blue, purple and scarlet twists woven into it. It was thick, 3 inches thick and over 60 feet high. It was really something. But on that day when Jesus died, it was ripped in two, bringing down the divide between God and his people. No longer were we separated from God. Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice, putting to end all our sin. No longer were we priests versus the people, or Jews versus the Gentiles. We were united in the blood of Christ. He had died for us all, for all eternity. That was a day I will never forget.
Let us pray. Betrayed. The Son of Man betrayed, betrayed by Judas, betrayed by the crowd, and denied by Peter, his most ardent friend. Faithful God, we pray for those suffering from a sense of betrayal, betrayed by governments who peddle false promises, betrayed by those they have trusted, betrayed by those they love, betrayed by their own weakness, betrayed by a church that has failed them. Interrogated. The Son of Man interrogated, interrogated by Annas, Caiaphas, and Pilate, and jeered by the crowd. Truthful God, we pray for those who have come to a questioning time in their lives, struggling to discover who you are, the right way they should go, the true priorities for life, and for those whose beliefs and principles are ridiculed, for those who are doubt-ridden, anxious and perplexed, especially in these days of lockdown and uncertainty regarding the future or where this virus will take us. Tortured. The Son of Man tortured, flogged and forced to wear a crown of thorns, carrying the heavy cross, and hung upon it. Suffering God, we pray for those leading a tortured existence, the ill in chronic pain or with life-limiting weakness, the mentally disturbed and confused, the depressed living with inner darkness, and those bereaved or consumed with sorrow and fear. We remember especially those who have lost loved ones to the virus, or those who have not been able to properly bury or celebrate the lives of their loved ones in funerals at this time. Help them to process their grief. Killed. The Son of Man killed. His offered life taken away by government, established religion, the people themselves. Dying God. We pray for those who are dying, for those who watch over them, for those who love them, for those who tend them. We thank you for those who have died in the faith. Living God, we pray for ourselves that we might live and give our lives to you and your way of self-giving love, and so find new and everlasting life in Christ. We ask all this in the name of our crucified King. Amen. Close with a blessing. Holy God, may we live this day with Christ's call to discipleship ringing in our ears. And should this day bring us pain, we pray that we may meet it with honesty and hope, grounded in the knowledge that even in the darkest place, we may be touched and changed by your love. So may we grasp with all your people how wide and long, how high and deep is the love of Christ, and so be filled with the very nature of God. Amen.